Hinei anoichi shleach malach lefonecho, l'shomrecha b'derech. Now Hashem will only send a malach, mashmit, not Hashem anymore. So at the beginning we're choshev, and at the end we're not so choshev anymore. Rashi says, Hashto, the kshish, now we're old Hashto, shesachnu, hayinu shvelev kitinoikis. Now we're lower like tinoikis. One side, some people tell you that a little bit shot like this didn't even get to Hashem here. That there's a, sometimes you come too close to Hashem, like the beginning when you're young, you have a lot of years of Hashem, you're afraid of everything, so you act like a good Eved. The older you get, you feel like you're friends with Hashem already. The more you get close to him, as if he's a ruggle, you lose your chshiva to Hashem sometimes. So therefore, Adarabba, you lose your madrega also. But everybody, the Gedolim also, sometimes when you first meet up with a Gadol, wow, it's tremendous. The more you get to know him, he's a normal human being, he's like your friend already, you don't look up to him so much anymore. So that's something wrong. But that's what happens sometimes. Right. He what?
Who's this person?
No, that could be Shana Gemara over here, like this. That the old, right? Hini anoichis shleach now over here. Mishmech b'lo v'lo. Omalei rovol rabba b'amori. Minoha mus. How do we know this? Yamish that people say. Bosa mori nichsei tzivi. Bosa mori nichsei. A person has a lot of property. A rich person. Tzivi moshech. You find wood after him. Titzah. You find leftover. You find like shirayim from him. Omalei, this is the pasuk says, the gam leloit ha'ilach es Avram, ha'yitzoy nabok of Yolim. That Loit that was going with Avram also had a lot of property. In other words, since Loit was going with Avram, Avram was very rich, so some of the property went on to a Loit. If you go after an Osher, a rich guy, you also get something. Omar Rav Chonin, ha'moise din ha'chaveroi. If somebody gives a din on chaveroi, this is to say that you're going to get punished because this and this, is hu nenesh chila. You're going to get back the punishment first. Shinam, the pasuk says, "Vatoyim esori l'Avram." Sorry, said to Avram, "Chamosi yalech like I'm angry at you." We'll see. The pasuk says right away, "Vayove Avram lispa." Not right away, but the pasuk later says, "Vayove Avram lispa l'esori l'vkoisai." That Avram went to say a hesped and to cry for Sarah that Sarah died. In other words, since Sarah had kindness against Avram, so Hashem gave it back to Sarah. Vahani milu. When is this says yispe din of Arya? When there's a din Arya. So Rashi said, Tosfos says, if you make sorrow, how you bezdin shall shame kayim. There was a bezdin there. The kids, if there's a bezdin there, you're not supposed to go stam and kindness upon somebody else, like you're going to get this punishment. But first you're supposed to do is go to the bezdin. Let bezdin give the punishment. You shouldn't go and give the punishment. Omer Reb Yitzchok, oy loy letzoyak, yoysa min anitzak. Oy vei to the person that screams more than the person that's being screamed upon. Why? Tani nam yochi. The one that's screaming or the one that's being screamed upon is the mashma, the klolo. Hashem pays back a punishment to the one that's screaming, the one that's angry, rather than the one that's receiving it. And we find here by Sarah that Sarah was screaming against Avram and Hashem paid it back to Sarah before Avram. That's called like Hashem always takes care of the nirdaf. The one that's being chased, that's the one Hashem helps out more. The Yom Reb Yitzchak, Lior Lo Malte Kiel Las Hedjit.
To yell at the person.
What?
Let's say somebody cheats him out of money. So,
yeah, that we're not talking about. Oh, well, that was said. That's what it says. If there's a Bezdin, he's supposed to go to Bezdin. That's supposed to some go tiny stim. He's supposed to go to Bezdin. You have to ask him nicely, but the tzark or the screaming, that should be done in Bezdin. You should go to Bezdin. You let him ask him. If he doesn't want to, though, then you have to take him to Bezdin. Yeah. The Yom Reb Yitzchak Lier Lamalte Kilas Hedyet Kalabanecha. Ibn a Hedyet gives you a curse. There shouldn't be nothing in your eyes. Shri Avimelech Kilas Sarah. Avimelech gave a curse to Sarah. And the Niskayim Bazara. It happened to her children. That Shinema, he said, He Nehulacho Kisay Sanaim. This should be a covering for your eye, as if to say, you should be a little bit blind. Omale, Hoyul Uksisi Mimeni, Vula Gilisi, Shuishecha, since you covered up for me and you didn't tell me that Sarah was your wife. So the Garam Tolai Atzara Zen, you caused me this bear to happen. So Avimelech really gave a curse here to Sarah. That he gave her a curse that you should have a child that shouldn't be able to see. And when his kind of bizarre attack came true, it says by Yitzchak, when Yitzchak came older, he couldn't see so much. So the kids just had a little bit to do with the klala of Avimelech. Even though there are other reasons why Yitzchak couldn't see so well, some said because the malachim were crying, the tears went down to his eyes, but this was also a reason why he was crying. Well, why he became a little bit blind. Alright, turn over.
Yeah.
Omer Abahua, Liyarlum yayoda minan edorfim v'loy min aroitzim. Person so let himself be chased after rather than to be the chaser, chasing after somebody else. Shein l'cho nirdof b'yoyfois yoysim yiterma b'nei yoyna. Like the birds that are chased after the most are these b'nei terim and b'nei yoyna. These are the two birds that Hashem said is kosher for the Mizbeach. In other words, Hashem takes care of the people that have Rachmonis. If you are Rachmonis, so Hashem takes more care of you.
Yeah, then in the Mishnah it says, if somebody says you could like blind, take out my eye. So in the Mishnah there's a difference. The Rashi of the Mishnah says, if you say, or else break my leg, so chayiv, he has to pay. What about if you tell him I'm a not lifter? Still he has to pay, still it's chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, what about if you say, Kras, Ksusi, Shavres, Kadi, then Chayi, but Amanat Lifter is Potter. So the question is, the Gemara asks the question, what's the difference between the Rashi and the Sefer? How come if I tell you I can knock out my eye, even though I say clearly Amanat Lifter, that you should be Potter, still the din is that you Chayi? But in the Sefer, when I say to break my card, there we say if you break it, and I say Amanat Lifter, there you Potter. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, Omalei Ravasi Bachoma Larova. Not to show exactly what the Gisr is, if it's Larova or else to Rebbe it should be, to Rav it should be. But he asked him, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. Like, what's the difference? Omalei, so he answered back, Resha, that Resha, Lefi Sheinod the Moichel Al Roshe Yevorim. That's a Svara. Even though I tell you you can knock out Mayoy in your pot, the person really doesn't mean it. To knock out your Rosh Yevorim, it's a terrible thing, that a person really doesn't mean. That's why the Maisi still have to pay. Omalei, she said back to him, but v'chiyodo moichol al-tzaroi, does a person, according to you, does a person really mean when he's moichol al-tzaroi the pain you gave me? To Tanya, because we learn like this, he keini pitzeini amanat lifter. If I tell somebody you could hit me, or make a chaburi, you could give me a wound, and amanat, I'll say that you're potter, you don't have to pay me even for the tzar. So potter, alocher is that you are potter. So the kids, you see, a person does mean it. Even though it's tzar, still the person says it, you're potter. So how come in the ratio, even though the person said you should be potter, do we say yichayiv? So Ishtika kept quiet. Omri said back to Midish Milecho Behor, did you hear anything about this? Omalei, he said back to him, Hochi Yomer Rav Sheshes. This is what Rav Sheshes said, that Mishum Pegam Mishpocha. That really you're right. Really, if a person is Moichelit, he should be Moichelit, shouldn't have to pay. But the reason why in the Reisha, if I tell you to knock out my eye, or to knock off my foot, or knock off my arm, the reason why you chayiv, because it's a Pegam Mishpocha. The Mishpocha doesn't look nice, it's a Pegam for the Mishpocha, that's why you have to pay. And when Tosis says, "Umishalom hakol afilu tzar," therefore you have to pay everything, even for the tzar also you have to pay. Another Gemara says, "Itma." We learned that Rabbi Yoma mishum pekam mishpocha. Rabbi also learned like this, that the reason why in the ratio of the Mishnah Yechayiv, even though he said you should be potter, is because it's a pekam, it looks not nice for the mishpocha. Rav Amar Rav says, "Mishum shein adam moichal aroshi evorim shaloi." Rav says no, such a shal had the Gersa was before. But here Rav is saying now that a person is not Meichel al Rosh Yevorim Shaloi. And the way Rashi says that is the biggest svara, this hurts you much more to take away your Rosh Yevorim, your eyes, your foot, or your legs. There a person really is not Meichel. But the Braitsa that says, if you hit me, there I'll be Meichel, that's only Tsar, and on Tsar alone somebody would be Meichel. So if a Rav like held the Kasha, is not a Kasha. And if somebody says, yeah, I give you permission to hit me, and you potter for paying me the tzar, that's okay, a person can mean it. But over here to say, knock out your eye, or knock out your arm, or your leg, that's a Rosh Yevorim, that a person is not meichel on. For sure, he never really meant it, that's why you have to pay. Rabbi Yechanan says like this, Yesh hein shu kalav. Sometimes when a person says yes, really he means no. And the opposite also, v'yesh lav shukhein, sometimes a person says no, and really he means yes. So really, it depends how he answers, if he really means it or not. So Rashi says like this, Rashi says, that Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Odom moichol al hakol, a person, if he really means it, he could be moichol on anything. Umas nisin lav diomale nechbal lechoyvel kota es yodi almanasha teipotar. The Mishnah is not talking about that. Reuven told Shimon, "Listen, Shimon, you have permission to come and knock at my eye, and you'll be potter." Because if that's the case, enechnami, then Shimon would be potter. Now the Birchanan says, if the person really means to be moichel, he's potter; he doesn't have to pay. Ella, rather, what's the case of the Mishnah? Rashi says, "Ella kota es yodi stoma." That Reuven Stan said, "You can cut off my arm." Omale, so then Shimon said back to him, "Omale chayvul al manat lifter." Then Shimon said back to Reuven, "But if I do it, am I going to be potter?" Claimer, "Omale yata manashi potter." That Shimon says, "I want to hear it from you, Reuven, that you're telling me clearly I could do it, and that I'll be potter." V'yomale, and then Reuven answers back and says, "V'yomale heich hein." He says yes. So what does yes mean? Ukamash mula masnisin the yeshain shu kalav ukugain de metama tamua. That when he answered back yes, he didn't really mean to say yes, you potter, but he meant to say like yes. No, do you really mean I should say you potter? Of course not. That's pshat the Mishnah. That when I said you could knock out my eye, and the other person said back to me, "But will I be potter if I do it?" And you said yes. That what you meant to say is of course not. That's why yichayev. That's pshat from the Reisha. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan learns. And v'yesh lav shen kein. So Mor says, Tanya nam yochel, we don't like this also. That hakeini pitzeini amanas liftor. If I tell you, you could give me a wound, and you'll be potter. V'yom aloi hein. And the other one says back, yes. So hareyesh hein chukalav. That's called hein, that means no. So Rashi says, that it's hakeini pitzeini v'yom aloi zeh amanas liftor. At first Reuven told Shimon, you could give me a wound. So Shimon said back, even will I be potter also? So Reuven said back to him, hein, yes. So pshat here is yeshen shu kalav. It depends how he answers back this yes. If he like wonders yes, then avad yechayv. But vibe nechusav, he answered back yes, like it's okay, ahadri then potter. So therefore there's no steers here. Therefore Rashi is like a brice of Leah Dictonia can't even say I'm not lift a potter, but the only nechba kula milsa. The brice before is talking about where Reuven went to Shimon and said right away, "I'll give you permission to hit me and you'll be potter." So the kids say, if you really mean it, then you're potter. But sometimes you say back yes, with like an astonishment that it does not mean you're potter. That's pshat na Mishnah. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan learns. Yes, Natan Yom Yochi, Hekeni Pitzeni Amenat Lifter V'yom Aloi Hein, Sahare Yeshen Shukalav. What about Kra is Ksusi Amenat Lifter? You rip my clothing and you'll be potter. V'yom Aloi Lav, and he answers back, no. Hare Lav Shukhein. That's like a no, that means yes. So Rashi says, Yesh Lav Shukhein. Yetumeya Potter. If he's wonders about the potter, Vaidem, yeah. So again, so it means to say is that the person says, Kraus Ksusi, Almanas Lifter. So I say, you can rip my clothing. The other one says back, if I rip it, will I be potter? And the other one says back, no. As if to say he wonders, of course you'll be potter. So in such a case, even though he says no, still he means yes. So then Rashi explains, how come Doga Forth, the Mishnah says the cases when you chayiv by the Rosh Yevorim, and the cases where you potter is by clothing? Because Rashi says, Stoma de Milsa, the person really does not mean to be Moichel if you knock out his Rosh Yevorim. Whoever Stoma de Milsa, the person means to be Moichel by the clothing. Then the Gemara says that it says in the Mishnah, Shiver es Kadi, Kras Ksusi, Chayiv. That if, like, you're watching my card, my picture, and I tell you you could break it, or if you could rip my clothing, so you chayiv. The Mishnah only says, if I say I'm not lifter, then you potter. But if I don't say I'm not lifter, then you chayiv. For the Gemara and Minya, I have a question. The Dash in the Postek says, Lishmer. This is the Pash of Shemrim. So I give something that you have to watch it, and you can't ruin it. But V'leila Abid, Tzadik, V'leila Abid means if I give you something that you have a right to destroy it, then you're not chayiv. Your potter is no Kabbalah Shmira. The same thing, Lishma v'lelekroya. You only have to watch something if I give it to you, I'm an ass to watch it. But not if I give it to you, I'm an ass to rip it. Then your potter. So you see, Khuri, even if I don't say I'm an ass lifter, but stand the fact that I give it to you, I'm an ass that you could rip it or you could lose it, then your potter. We also dash in Lishmor, Valer Lechalak Laniyim. Lishmor means I give it to you to watch, and not that I tell you, you can give it out to the other Aniyim. Since you have right to give it to any Ani you want, so therefore the Balabas can't mon you for it, because you're holding it for the Aniyim. And no Ani could come and collect from you, because it's called Mamish and Letayvim. Like, we don't know which Ani is supposed to get it. You could always say you would have given it to the other Ani. So therefore, you're potter in these cases. So it's a kash, our Mishnah says that I give it to you, almanach, that you should rip it. And I don't say almanach lifto yechayiv. And here it's mashman, there's no Kabbalah Shemir like this. So Gemaren says, Omer Rafuna lekasha. Hoda yosa liyode, hoda liyosa liyode. That means if it came into your hand already, you're holding it, so then avada, you have no right to rip it. If you rip it or you break it, you're a matik, you have to pay. That we say your potter is where you didn't receive it, you didn't take it into your hands yet. Like, Stam, I tell you, watch it for me, and I say, take this, and you can rip it. So then, even though, like, you don't rip it, somebody else rips it, you'll be potter, though. That's not called a good shmira. Omalei, Rabba, Lishma, the Yosel Yodei Mashmino, the Pasek of Lishma, the Pesukim are talking about, Ki Yitenish, or Yeyu, Kelim, the Lishma, song that I gave it to you. And still we're making this drasha, that when do you have a lock of a shame there? If I give it to you, I'm an ass to watch it. But if I give it to you, I'm an ass that you could rip it, you're not a shame of your potter if you rich it, if you rip it. So that even though I don't say I'm an ass lift, still you should be potter. So my answer is, Elo Omar Rabba, Ho Ho the Yosel Yodei. True, both cases talking about what came into your hand. For Lord Kasha still does not Kasha. I tell you, Ho the Yosel Yodei, Petera Shmira. If I first give it to you, I'm an ass that you should watch it. And then later on I tell you, listen, you could rip it, then you're chayiv. Unless I say I'm not lifter. But ho de yosel yodei b'teres kriya. That the b'raisa makes a diak of lishma of lelave, lishma of lelekroya, means that lechatchila, when I first give it to you, I give it to you, I'm not that you could rip it, so that's not called the Kabbalah Shemira. You're not a shame runner, and then even if you break it, you're potter. So therefore there's no stira. Our Mishnah is talking about, but first I gave it to you to watch it. And then I tell you, you know what, you could break it. So in such a case, if you break it, you chayiv, unless I say I'm an aslifter. Now the Gemara says, "Who arnaka tzedaka?" There was a wallet of tzedaka. The yosel pumpadisa. They came into pumpadisa. The kids said there was some money of tzedaka. So afkedo Rav Yosef gav Yehu Gavra. Rav Yosef gave this money of tzedaka to a certain person to hold, like to give out to the aniyim. Rav Yosef was the gavra tzedaka, and he gave it out to somebody to give out. Is Poshabos, so this person was Poshaya, didn't watch it well, and therefore also Ganvi Ganvua, and Ganovim came and stole the money. So the Shemelech was a Poshaya. So Chai be Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said to the Shemelech, you're going to have to pay the money, you'll have to give the money to Tzedakah. Omalai Abayas, Abayas said back, why? For a time, we just learned the price that says, Lishmor Voler Lechalak Laniyim. Lishmor means that I give it to you to watch it, and not to give it out to Aniyim. So you see, it's not called a shamer if you only have the achrayas of giving it out to Aniyim. Because it's Mom and Shem Letoivim. So how come here, Rav Yosef said, it's Gabi like it's Chayiv? Or Malais, Rav Yosef answered back, Aniyah the Pumbedisa. The Aniyim here in Pumbedisa are different. Make it kaitz lu. There's an exact amount of money, how much we have to give every single day. There's an exact amount of aniyim that have to receive it. Therefore, v'lishmu, that's called like a shmira. Like it's your obligation right now to give every one of these aniyim this amount of money. So therefore, they all have a tfiyah. They can all come in and complain against you. You're holding our money. So that's called lishmur. Therefore, the shemur was chayif. The Rashi says, Kayetzlu means momin kach v'kach l'shabes l'chol echad. They'll say 10 aniyim there, and there's the exact amount of money, how much is supposed to be given to each one of them for each Shabbos, for every day of the week. So therefore, that's called momin sheyesh le'tevim karinim bay, and the karinim bay lishmur. Therefore, that's called lishmur. That's why here, if he was a pesheya, he was chayif. Hadjun alecho hachayivim. Alright, we'll stop here.